With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. After Montana's primary election on June 7th, candidates in Montana's gubernatorial race are building up their bank accounts to fund the contest in November, Corn Cates Carney reports.
Incumbent Democratic Governor Steve Bullock handedly defeated his token primary opponent 91% to 8%. Because Bullock faced a primary opponent, Montana law allows him to keep $900,000 he raised during the primary season. Last week, Bullock infused his general campaign account with that unspent primary money. Bullock's most recent campaign finance reports released Monday show the incumbent governor has $1.4 million in his campaign war chest. Republican challenger Greg Gianforte spent considerably more than his opponent during the primary season as he introduced himself to voters. He defeated his primary challenger 76% to 23%. The Bozeman software entrepreneur also wrote himself another check to fund his campaign. The $100,000 donation brings his personal contributions and loans to his campaign close to $500,000. Gianforte drained most of his primary account before Monday's filing deadline. He spent more than $200,000 during the last filing period, over half of which was media buys and advertisements. He now has just over $130,000 in his campaign bank account. Libertarian candidate for governor Ted Dunlap from Connor has not raised any money according to his finance records. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Governor Steve Bullock has more than $1.4 million to spend in his reelection campaign, while his Republican challenger, Greg Gianforte, has about $133,000 left after spending heavily in the first months of the governor's race. Campaign finance reports filed with the state yesterday also show that Gianforte gave his campaign another $100,000. In all, the Bozeman businessman has contributed $500,000 toward his bid for governor. In other campaign spending news, the Republican Governors Association has agreed to register as a political committee in Montana after spending more than $450,000 prior to the state's June 7th primary. The association is backing Bozeman businessman Greg Gianforte. Commissioner of Political Practices Jonathan Modell called on the RGA to register as a committee after the Associated Press reported the group acknowledged spending large amounts of money for television spots critical of Governor Steve Bullock. The RGA filed a campaign finance report yesterday, the latest reporting deadline, as required of all political committees. Under the auspices of the RGA Right Direction PAC, the Association of GOP Governors reported spending more than $453,000, the bulk for advertising in two polls. State law requires groups spending money on Montana campaigns to register with Modell's office. The Observation Point fire that was first reported Friday about 10 miles south of Hamilton is now covering over 300 acres. Helicopters have dropped over 100,000 gallons of water on the fire. A mobile retardant station was to be set up near the fire today. 117 firefighters and another helicopter are assigned to the incident. There are new road, trail, and campground closures associated with the fire as well. Three new small fires, each lightning-caused, and one-tenth of an acre in size, were reported by lookouts last night. Bitterroot National Forest fire crews are responding to all of them. Local fire danger will increase to high tomorrow. Weather conditions will remain hot and dry throughout the week, with potential for scattered thunderstorms. U.S. Forest Service officials are proposing a logging and prescribed burning project across more than 9 square miles just west of Yellowstone National Park. The agency says the proposal would reduce wildfire risk along evacuation routes through the Custer-Gallatin National Forest. It would also restore aspen and whitebark pine trees north of Hebgen Lake in West Yellowstone. 21 miles of temporary roads could be built. Officials say the amount of habitat available to threatened grizzly bears would be temporarily reduced. There is a 30-day public comment period on the proposal. A separate timber sale involving 4 square miles southwest of Hebgen Lake has been on hold. A judge last year sided with environmental groups that say logging in the area could threaten grizzly bears and Canada lynx. A woman who was beaten, choked, and set on fire on Montana's Crow Indian Reservation died early this morning. The FBI said Roylin Ride's horse was being treated in a burn unit at a Salt Lake City hospital following the April 17th attack. Two people were charged in the attack last week. A Massachusetts man is charged with negligent homicide in the 2015 death of a Montana teenager. The Missoulian reports that 27-year-old Jonathan Gray has pleaded not guilty and says he was trying to shoot a coyote. Court documents say a friend of 16-year-old Annika Corrigan met Gray on the mobile app Tinder, and the three of them made plans to go fishing, swimming, and rattlesnake hunting. Corrigan's friend told a Sanders County deputy that Gray pulled over to shoot a coyote, but fired one shot and started screaming. Documents say Gray told deputies he had had a few drinks and the gun misfired. A toxicology report found no drugs or alcohol in his system. Gray goes to trial in October and could face up to 20 years if convicted. With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Thanks for listening.